ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm a-going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm a-going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm a-going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello once again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Brad, the other pod person.
Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, and Trophy Cat Adventures, Red River Guide Service in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Well, Brad, it's been kind of a different week, and I know you've been a little under the weather. What have you been up to other than not feeling so well?
Well, just trying to recuperate and, thinking about better fishing trips to come. I haven't actually caught a fish now for a little over 3 weeks, and I'm ready to kind of change that trend here. But, the weekend, basically just recuperating. The cold flu season seems to be revisiting the office, site of my real job. And I fended it off most of the winter, but it hit me this time around, and there's light at the end of the tunnel right now, but it was a nasty one. I didn't know it was possible to cough that much.
Well, I haven't been up to a whole lot much more. I did get my lake boat in the water yesterday a little bit and just made sure the engine started and everything worked, and had to, of course, play with my new toy, which is the Devil's Lake Lake Master chip on the GPS, and tool around the lake a little bit and just kind of see what that thing's all about. And I gotta say, with the little bit of playing I did, I'm pretty impressed. I know you've played with one a little bit too.
They're absolutely amazing tools. The Lake Master, it's a company in central Minnesota, and they've come out with a line of maps for several major bodies of water, at least up here in the North Country. And you have the one from Devil's Lake, I have the one from Lake of the Woods, and it absolutely blows me away, the detail, the things that it shows. I mean, I guess if you're an old timer who learned your spots by, sighting up the old tree 15 miles down the shoreline, with the radio tower on the other side of the lake, it's, you don't like to see this kind of technology coming down the pike. But, on the other hand, for the occasional fisherman, it's just an amazing tool. And, of course, very useful not only for finding fishing spots, but for knowing where you are. And, I mean, that's a pretty important thing when you're on a big body of water.
Well, I have to say I'm a little sad that I made the plunge, because I'm the one guy who, in my limited fishing experience, did go out and line it up with the fence on the back 40 with the trees on the point type thing, and it was kind of fun, but, I was able to go in a place yesterday that I knew was a little treacherous, and the GPS actually told me how to drive in there, and got me through the shallow portion, and I have to say I was pretty impressed. For the safety aspect of it, it really does make getting around the lake easy.
Well, not only that, it's also it adds a new dimension to what's going on during your whole time on the water. I mean, it really almost gives you a kind of a 3D feel for what's going on underneath you, and to see it from above and then realize you put it in conjunction with your depth finder and everything else, it just gives you one more little piece of the puzzle and makes you that much more effective of a fisherman.
I agree 100%, and I think when everything really gets rocking and rolling, that thing is going to come in very, very handy. But the real subject for this week's show, I think, is we're going to talk about opener. Those of us here in North Dakota, we never have a close, so there is no opener, so we just keep right on fishing season to season to season. But on just across the Red River in Minnesota, opener is a big deal, not only for the fishermen, but for the businesses involved in the resort towns and everything. I've never been to an opener, but I know you go every year and report on it and experience it. So tell everybody a little bit about that.
I heard a fishing guide I spoke with last week. He kind of compared it to the state fair or a big tailgate party. And, it's actually probably a little bit of both, only, instead of congregating people to a set site like a fairgrounds, in Minnesota you could be looking at anywhere of 10,000 lakes, just like the state is called. And it's big stuff. The Minnesota Walleye Opener, they all say probably a million anglers will be hitting the water somewhere on Saturday. And it's tradition. And, you know, walleye, of course, that's the fish that everyone goes after on opening day. But, you know, northern pike, lake trout are also fair game. And, of course, lake trout are pretty limited in Minnesota. But there's no doubt the walleye reigns supreme.
You know, another thing, when you were talking about the walleye opener, we can't forget our friend Stu up at Cats on the Red. They have opener, too, and that includes the catfish. And we got some high water heading their way, so they should have a real bang-up opener for the big kitties.
Oh, I would think Stu is just licking his chops right now. I mean, it's a phenomenal fishery under any circumstance, but you throw a little push of some fresh water coming down the pike, and it just gets those catfish all worked up. And, you know, Stu refers to it as mayhem, and I'm sure that's what it's going to be come Saturday morning. And it's only going to get better from then on out. So, I mean, a lot of excitement on both sides of the border.
I was watching a couple of websites over the weekend, and the talk forums are talking about that Manitoba opener this weekend. And I was kind of laughing to myself when I was reading some of it, because they were talking about lots of boats piling in on top of each other and people just being there to be there. And that brings a lot of stories I've heard from the Minnesota days of the openers and boats everywhere, and doesn't really matter if anybody's catching a fish or not.
And, of course, weather figures into that mix, too. I mean, you know, you talk about fishing success on opening day, and, I mean, it's very, very weather-dependent. And, you know, I guess looking back over the years, when you talk about fishing openers, you know, I can't think of a lot of them that I've spent, you know, warm, sunny days. I mean, usually you're battling rain or wind, maybe a little bit of both. But, you know, weather-wise, I'd have to say the nicest weather I ever fished in was the odd year of 1996, when we actually ventured onto the ice of Lake of the Woods, which was still covered in ice on opening day. That's right, opening day, mid-May 1996. And there we were, you know, standing on what amounted to a 3-foot-thick snow cone. And, you know, the air temperature was flirting with 70 degrees. It was sunny. There was no wind. And, of course, not another boat in sight. But, you know, I guess if you have to put up with, you know, a little adversity in the form of ice, the 70-degree weather was more than a fair trade.
I would have loved to have been there for that. I've done some snow cone fishing in my day, but never on an opener, obviously, because I've never been to a Minnesota opener. And I do have to catch you in that there's not a boat in sight. Well, I hope not when you're on a sheet of ice.
Somehow you just got to get that in, though, you know. But it's, again, there's not too many opening days I've missed. I mean, even in college, you know, during those years when fishing kind of tends to take a backseat to other things, I still tried to make the fishing openers. And I guess looking back over the years, some of my most, you know, memorable ones that I've actually been on open water, northern pike probably been the fish that, you know, have kind of brought it home for me come opening day. And that's probably going to be the case again at least one day this year's opening weekend. You know, like I say, walleyes get all the attention, but they're not the only fish out there.
Well, the northern pike is known to save the day in my world. Just look at this past year's ice fishing. I couldn't even tell you how many days the Slimers saved the day just to have a fish or no fish. In fact, yesterday in my limited casting ability, I did tangle with a slicky. So, you know, they'll save a day in a hurry. Moving on to the politics of everything that's going on, is, and I know you follow this a lot closer than I do, is there any major updates in laws, rules, things we need to know about in the Dakotas and Minnesota?
Well, I think a big one that's, you know, of special significance for, you know, North Dakota folks who spend a lot of time fishing in Minnesota is there was a proposal in the Minnesota legislature, you know, to throw some pretty nasty boat registration restrictions and, you know, license restrictions at non-residents. And, of course, you know, this all dates back to, you know, kind of the tit-for-tat situation between North Dakota and Minnesota over North Dakota non-resident waterfowl hunting. And, you know, there was this proposal in the Minnesota legislature. No one really expected it to pass, but it did make it through some key committees. But last week they finally took it out behind the woodshed and put it to a proper death. So there's a, you know, I think a real sigh of relief there. And, you know, hopefully that'll pave the way for, you know, some easing of relations between the two states.
Well, politics aside, the opener in Minnesota is coming up. I'm heading to my second home in Devil's Lake, so going to try some shallow water casting, which for those of you who have never done the shallow water casting thing, just throw all your walleye knowledge out the window, get your bass gear out, and go have a good old time in 6 inches to 3 feet of water. The walleyes love it. So what's the weekend going to bring for you with the opener? Are you going to report or are you going to enjoy it by yourself?
Oh, I'm going to be enjoying it, but I'm not going to be out there at the crack of dawn. Opening day, I'm actually not going to be going out till probably in the afternoon. Going to be hooking up with a good friend of mine on a lake in Minnesota. We're going to do some slip bobber fishing for walleyes. He's got a pattern that seems to be pretty good right before dark. And then on Sunday of opening weekend, I'm going to head back to some of my old stomping grounds where I grew up in the far north country of Minnesota, and be playing around on a little river that's near and dear to my heart, which I'll never name. But again, you know, it might catch the odd walleye or two, but northern pike will probably be they'll be the fish of choice on that day. And again, it dates back to that tradition thing, and doing what you grew up doing, and going back and getting a chance to relive some of those memories. And I'll be visiting with some old friends, family members, renewing some acquaintances that way. So it's just a very special time, and I'm looking forward to it regardless of what the weather holds.
Did you hear all that, folks? Togetherness, hanging out with old friends, having a good time fishing, and tradition. If you haven't done it before, get out and try it. That's how traditions are created. So I think that's going to do it for another week. Don't forget to give our friend Stu up at Cats on the Red a call. Check him out on the web, catsonthered.net. This is the last week we're taking anything for the guided trip with Ken Hollins, a Trophy Cat Adventure. So send us your emails, contest@whyfishradio.com. We're going to announce that next week so that trip can get lined up. And we're working on another one for later this summer, and it's going to be a doozy. So I think that's going to do it for this week's Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Brad. Until next week, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it clean.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.